The world has passed the million mark when it comes to deaths from the coronavirus. Closer to home, Venezuela has over 73,000 confirmed cases, with 614 deaths. We highlight Venezuela because of the extent to which that country's movement of migrants is linked to Trinidad's over 4,000 confirmed cases and 72 deaths, and Guyana's 2,787 cases and 78 deaths. But this morning, Jamaica continues to top the English-speaking Caribbean. That country has 6,170 confirmed cases with 93 deaths. Here's Margaret Harris of the World Health Organization.
We're pretty sure that there are, unfortunately, many, many more deaths, because not every country counts deaths the same way, and many people may well have died in their homes or in institutions without necessarily being tested or reported as COVID-19. But what it also tells us is what an enormous toll this virus is taking on the entire world.
And I wonder also what implications you're reading in at the WHO, because this is something that you have to be across and have to be very interested in as well, about the rate of crime, the continuation. If we've had a million thus far, what do we expect for the next year if we don't get a vaccine?
Well, certainly, what we do know is you can turn it around. This is one of the special things about this virus. It's very transmissible, it's very dangerous, and it also is suppressible, and quite a few countries have done that. So people are beginning to feel a sense of hopelessness, but they should look at where it's worked. And it's really worked because individuals, every individual in society has played their part, but also has been enabled, has been empowered to do the things that stop this virus.
And there's some positive news this morning, too, from the World Health Organization. Its Director General.
Today, I have good news. I'm pleased to announce that thanks to an agreement between WHO and partners here today and others, a substantial proportion of these rapid tests, 120 million, will be made available to low and middle income countries. These tests provide reliable results in approximately 15 to 30 minutes, rather than hours or days at a lower price with less sophisticated equipment. This will enable the expansion of testing, particularly in hard-to-reach areas that do not have lab facilities or enough trained health workers to carry out PCR tests. This is a vital addition to their testing capacity and especially important in areas of high transmission. Volume guarantee agreements have been developed between two manufacturers and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which will make 120 million of these new, highly portable and easy-to-use rapid diagnostic tests available over a period of 6 months. Currently, they are priced at a maximum of $5 per unit. These are already substantially cheaper than PCR tests, and we expect the price to come down. The quicker COVID-19 can be diagnosed, the quicker action can be taken to treat and isolate those with the virus and trace their contacts. We have an agreement. We have seed funding, and now we need the full amount of funds to buy these tests. Over the weekend, my friend Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, announced new funding for both WHO and COVAX, which is the vaccine's arm of the ACT Accelerator. Together, the world has to raise an additional $35 billion for the ACT Accelerator. But this represents a great deal for countries in the context of the trillions of dollars they're currently spending on stimulus to keep economies afloat. If we act together, we will win together.
Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, and this has been SADC's Early Business.